watching the monkey.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to another episode of The Art of Being with the Act Matrix. This time it's just Phil and I. We're doing a follow-up to
How to deal with a difficult boss.
With your difficult boss.
Right.
We did part one. Now we're going to do part two. But this really also has another title, right, Phil?
Yeah.
How to choose your workplace.
Yes.
And so we're just going to ramble on and give you some of our, we've discussed this quite a bit, actually, since we did that first.
Yeah, generated some good discussion between Kevin and I. Maybe between you and who you're hanging out with, too, hopefully.
Yes, for all you out there. We did note, in just all honesty, a lot of the, I would say all the people on the podcast just weren't familiar with LaRue's work.
Yeah.
And in his codifying organizations from it.
Yeah, so I'm going to bring that back up again, Kevin.
From an evolutionary look. And Phil and I have been talking about what you now see on your screen. He's sharing his screen. We've been talking about it for years. Well, I mean, we were talking about it before the Illustrated Guide came out.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Illustrated Guide came out, and that's what you're looking at here. And so we're very used to talking in these terms and evaluating organizations from this point of view. And we quickly realized, well, the people that we were talking to just had not. And you know, it just takes you a little while to get the hang of looking at things from this point of view. So we're going to review that very quickly. So I'll let you do it, Phil, because you got the slide up.
Yeah, well, the idea here is that what LaRue has done is he has looked at organizations as evolving structures themselves. You know, humans evolve, we all evolve, and organizational structures have evolved over the years. And he went back to, you know, the very first types of organizational structures were these kind of what he would call red groups, which is it's power, might makes right, and there's like a wolf pack. You know, it's the idea that there's only one person in charge and everybody else has to kind of vie for a position within that hierarchy. And it's a very commanding position that is always, the person at the top is always at risk for being dethroned, as it were. So you think like mafia, street gangs, stuff like that. And these are organizations that you really don't want to be a part of, as we talked about during the first podcast. You don't know if you can get it, you know, you just don't want to be a part of them at all. And then we move up the hierarchy to what LaRue calls the amber level of organizational development. And now we have a hierarchy. Now we have some rules and we have some structure built in. And now, you know, for us modern day folks, you think about governments and public schools, churches, there's a hierarchy. There's people in charge, there's people that are doing work below. And it's all laid out very nicely. Everybody knows kind of where they stand. But it gives you some stability and control, much more stability and control than you would have down here with the in the red situation, and very formal. So there's not a lot of movement. There's not a lot of choice that you have. You get in and you kind of do your job and you move along. And then finally, what starts to happen is somewhere the Industrial Revolution, pretty much, we usher in the orange type of organization, where now we're looking at things like achievement and moving up and setting up a structure and attaining objectives over time. So there's some accountability going on. And now we're looking at more your public universities, you know, where you go off to school and now you have more choices and options, and they're looking to innovate, they're rewarding innovation. So there's achievement built in and you can earn some rewards, but there still is that meritocracy going on there. There still is the people at the top that are running the show, that are pulling the strings. And you now have an opportunity, you know, according to this particular system, if you work really hard, you might even be able to make it up to the meritocracy, but it's extremely difficult to do. So now we move into the next level there, and you can see as the circle is expanding, we now are at the green level. And we talked about the last time Ben and Jerry's is a good example, back in the day when Ben and Jerry first started. So here's where we all want to be a part of the team. I was just talking with my wife about this. Like, we think about like Trader Joe's as being part of a team. Anybody that goes to Trader Joe's, you know, they're all working together. They move around. They try different roles out. And there's more of an openness. So like if you're working with your boss in a green organization, you can actually go to your boss and have a conversation with your boss and have some input. And then vice versa, what that system gives you is you become a stakeholder. So, you know, you actually, there's some investment there. You're going to get more back the more you give in. So there's that kind of a more of a give and take, and where we build a culture. Like back to the people at Trader Joe's, they like working for Trader Joe's. It's a nice culture. It's a pleasant culture, and they have some shared values. But where evolution's really going more and more is into what Leloup calls the teal organization. And in the teal organization, the hierarchy begins to become much more horizontally laid out. So we don't have one big boss at the top. We've got groups of people, small groups of people, that are organized around shared purposes, and they're working together, and there's some interaction. You have much more self-management, but also what comes with that, you have much more responsibility. So if you come up with an idea, you know, you're kind of responsible for carrying that, helping to carry that idea out. You don't just sit back and say, oh yeah, why don't you go and do that? No, we're all part of this process. So we're all contributing together. And then that has more of a synergistic effect, because the more you have a shared purpose and the more you're kind of working together, the more invested you become in what you're doing. So that's pretty much the structure that Leloup lays out. And that is behind what we have been talking about over the last podcast and now right up until this present moment. So, Kevin, back to you.
Okay. So let's review. If you have a bad boss and you're in a red organization, get out of that organization.
Leave. Scram. Quickly as you can.
If you're in an amber organization, you've got almost zero chance of changing that bad boss.
Yeah.
But Phil and I just want to be frank with you.
Yeah.
And why? Phil came out of public schools.
Yes.
So 30 years. I came out of the government. I worked for the VA. Those are amber systems.
Yeah.
We have seen many casualties
yeah.
of people trying to change bad bosses. And let's go, there's a nice soldier there. And the example I thought of is like you're in basic training in the Marines, and you got yourself a bad drill sergeant. You know, so what you going to do? You're going to go to his commanding officer and are you going to sit down and have a heart to heart with your drill sergeant? You know, gee, I don't really like your management style. No. And you're not going to go above his head, because that ain't going to happen.
Yep.
Really, you're going to get hurt. You're going to be running lots of miles, lots of push-ups, lots of latrine duty.
Yeah.
You're going to be severely punished, because they don't want it any way, shape, or form that for the other soldiers to get any ideas to start acting like you're acting.
Yeah, and the system must be maintained at all costs. That's really what we're talking about
here. Right.
System rules, hierarchy rules.
And right, or in a church, you know, look at the Catholic Church. You know, everybody says, hey, the current Pope, you know, he's not making any changes. Well, man, I'm glad I'm not him.
Yeah.
He's in a at least 2,000-year-old hierarchy.
Yeah.
It doesn't change easy.
Highly resistant.
Even if you're resistant at the top, because there's all kinds of underlings that have established power within that structure.
And they don't want, once they get the power, they don't want to give it up.
They want to give it up. Exactly. So it really, you're not going to make it. And now you move into orange and you got a little bit of chance of changing, doing something with a bad boss.
Yep. You have a small window here.
Now we're talking probabilities, red and amber. We're really talking about zero. With orange, you might, you know, because they're variable. Sometimes you have good bosses within those. And you might be able to go to human resources. It's usually a case because these are organizations, and so there's a human resources.
Yeah,
you might go and talk.
Yeah,
or maybe it's a very small company, mom and pop kind of company that's mm-hmm. being run as Orange. It's really got an Orange feel to it. Then you're not going to have any luck, are you, Phil?
No.
Not really. No.
It looks green, but it's running orange.
No. It's running orange. And yeah. you get to where you know it. I've talked with organizations, mom pop organizations, really, that were very orange. And I've talked to mom pop organizations that were very green. It really depends on the personality of the person. You know, and how much they are into organizations and understanding organizational development and stuff. And, or, you know, like having read a book like LeLoux's book.
Yeah.
Maybe it's iffy, but at least you got a chance, maybe. Now, that said, be very careful
mm-hmm.
in an orange organization trying to change the boss, because you can go talk to the boss and the boss can stab you in the back and do things to you. And if you go above the boss's head, well, so you get back to that Amber thing, the organization doesn't like that.
No, it will seek to maintain itself.
Right. It doesn't like that. You got to think of them as an organism. It's not just one person, two people, three, it's all an organism. And it will try to maintain its hierarchical management structure.
Yeah.
The orange will. It is a meritocracy, and it's different. It's not where you're being promoted like you are in the military or a church or something. But nevertheless, that's iffy. And so then green and amber, you're fine. So no problems.
Go and play and have fun.
Go talk to people. Yeah. You're fine.
Yeah. And if you're having a conflict, you can sit down with that person and you can have that conversation.
So here's the numbers, folks. The numbers are that about 80% of all organizations would fall in orange, amber, or red.
Right in here.
So even though that chart makes it look like those green and amber are really big, as far as real numbers go,
it should be turned upside down.
It should be turned upside down, right. The vast majority of organizations are, the modal, that is the most frequently occurring these days, would probably be orange.
I would agree with that.
Maybe, but government's pretty big, you know, and church is pretty big. So maybe it's a 50-50 split. I mean, about red, you know, those are outliers of mafias and street gangs and stuff.
Right.
But the others, so, but chances are, if you go looking for work, you're going to hit, well, if you go for the government or a public school or something, you're running straight into amber.
Yeah. And you need to know that.
And it's fine.
Yeah.
I have friends of mine in the military.
I have many friends.
Right? I know many teachers.
Yeah.
Obviously, these are fine. But you want to go in with your head up and know that if you have a bad boss, you're going to have a bad boss. Okay.
You're not going to change that boss.
They're not going to, really, no.
No.
No. It's not going to work out that way. So don't. So that's an amber.
Yeah.
Orange, now you can sort of interview them.
Yeah.
You can look them over and try and get a feel for how strict they are within their hierarchical structure and what kind of feedback that you might be able to provide as the employee. But if they come in here, okay, Phil's going to work for me and I'm running orange. Hey, Phil, guess what? We'll start you off at a nice low quota. You only got to make 10 widgets per day. And then we'll move you up as things go. Now, what does Phil now think
Yeah, they're going to take it easy on me in the beginning, but they're going to load me up at some point.
I said that word quota.
Yeah.
The magic word was quota.
Yeah. And quotas never go down.
No.
They always go up.
The trick in that situation is work just hard enough that you don't get in trouble, but don't work too hard that they'll come in and increase your quota.
Yeah.
I'm kidding you folks. This is, I'm not telling you I'm being lazy, but you can, but this is known from the slave culture back in the plantations. Yeah. The ones who did the most work got whipped the most because they knew they could whip them and get more work out of them.
Come
on. Right. So it's
not
particularly dumb to really not push yourself. And you see this all the time.
Yeah.
Out in these hierarchical systems where people are sort of shuffling their feet, not moving too fast from one job to the next and stuff like that. Well, they're slowing down that quota. They're,
you know, because they know it's coming.
Right. So, but if you're going to work for, if you want to work quotas, that's fine. Yeah.
If you're in sales and you like that quota thing and you think, okay, man, I'm going to hit that quota. I'm going to go beyond it.
Sales organizations are much more amber, really.
Yeah.
I've been in sales. I know a lot. But yeah, just know that's what you're going to be up. Yep. Now, you may not be going to make widgets and quotas or sales. Sales are widgets and stuff.
Yep.
Maybe it's some other kind of thing going on. Well, then, okay. You're just going to have to get a feel for it. First, you're going to have to see whether it's how orange it is. Not. Now, with that, folks, if you go interviewing and looking for jobs, you're pretty well going to know really quick if you found yourself a green or a teal.
Yeah.
If you know this system. And even in listening to Phil and I today, you're going to be, oh, these people sound green. And you can even listen for these buzzwords, you know, the stakeholder balance and
engagement. And
we're big, you know. Now, sometimes the orange folks, they steal the language of green.
Yeah.
And you'd have to be careful with that. But if it's a Ben and Jerry's or a Trader Joe's or something like that kind of place, shared values, you'll probably hear it coming, you know, and you'll, that's fine.
Yeah.
You're fine. So the point is how to choose your workplace. Well, go in with your eyes wide open.
Yeah.
Take this print off this, This is available on. This is available on the internet, folks.
Yeah, we just pulled. I just pulled it off of my.
Just type in. What would be good type in term?
Reinventing organizations.
Reinventing. Matt. Right.
That's it.
Just start and then do a Google and then go to images because Google lets you hit images
there
and just
go. It'll around. Show right up. It's one of the first.
And you're going to show. This is going to show up right at the top or close to the top. You'll see this. Print it off, man, you can learn a whole lot about organizations.
Absolutely.
Just staring and playing around and maybe having a discussion with your, you know,
right,
spouse or mom or dad or somebody.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. You know, my son's going to be graduating and we're having discussions about this. And this is the kind of stuff that they don't teach you in school, folks.
You don't hear this stuff. But have you gotten his diagram out and showed it to him, Phil?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, it's like it's, and he's like, wow, they didn't teach me this in school. And I'm like, no, you don't get taught this at all. And really, folks, I've been at this a long, long time, nigh on 35 years of looking at organizations, maybe longer than that. I'm getting old. But anyway, this is great.
Yeah.
Really? This is
Lou has really done everybody a great service.
He really has, man. This guy ought to get a Nobel Prize.
He should, yeah.
It's so good. And so now you can look at it, and now you can go into places, and it becomes really about choosing your workplace. Because red, you're not going to change a bad boss. Yeah. Amber, you're not going to change a bad boss. Orange, maybe you will, but you can also get your head bit off.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to
the attempt. Right.
So,
well, because that's that meritocracy. Those people at the top, you know, they, they got up there and they feel, okay, I can act this way because this is where I'm at, and you get to act that way because that's where you're at.
Yeah. And I don't know, Lulu, I don't know, maybe there's almost like there's orange organizations that are really close to being ambers. And then there's orange organizations that are close to being green.
Yeah. And that's back to evolution, you know.
That's sort of that evolution. Yeah. Right. So if you knew this well enough, you might be able to smell that out. Look, you know, you can find out about a company or something online, read their stuff. Now, obviously, they will BS you and try and tell you it's the best place ever and all that. Just try and do your due diligence. If you need a job, go get a job. I'm not trying to hold you back.
And if you have to stay in the job you're in, then that's part of what you got to do.
Part of what you got to do. It's okay, folks. We're not dissing on anybody or anything about it. You know, life is hard. You have to do things. But at least this way, you know where you are.
And you can get the lay of the land here.
Get the lay of the land. It's a lot more fun to do it this way. And I will admit, working within an amber organization for the several years after I knew I was working in an amber organization was not fun. But at least I knew that whenever I tried little moves and got smashed down, basically, like shrug my shoulder and go, well, I'm working in an amber organization.
Pretty much what you're going to get. The same experience.
You know, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't feel good. I'm not saying it makes it feel good, but at least you know. And that's very predictable. It really is. This is the way they behave. So our point on all of this is maybe you can change your orange, maybe you can't. But maybe out there in the future, your life changes. Your kids grow up. You know, they go whatever. Yeah. You got a little more. You know,
have some opportunities showing up.
Some opportunities. You got a little money in the bank or something. Yeah. Whatever. And you go, you know what? I can do that. What's that song? Take this job and shove it.
Yeah.
maybe you can do that. Well, don't go jumping into another bad job. And that's what a lot of people do. Yeah. I'm going to quit this job and go get me another one. And they just run right from orange to orange, or amber to almost, you know, orangey amber.
Yep. One frying pan jumped into the other frying pan.
You're jumping from frying pan to frying pan, if you want to go with that. Yeah. I mean, you're not jumping into the fire. That would be jumping in the red. And I never have really heard. I guess there's people who quit everything and go join the mafia. I don't know. I guess, but that would be into the fire, and it is red, so that's an appropriate color. But a lot of people jump amber to amber, or amber to orange, or orange to orange. You know, they do that, you know, and it doesn't work out. You're better off, and you probably won't be wanting to change once you get into a green, because that's sort of cool.
Yeah, place it's fun. Forward. It gets to be fun.
Yes, and if you're in teal, my God, you really fit in that. Bring it. That's awesome. If you want to have responsibility.
Yeah.
So the green's really for the folks. They want a really nice place to work, but they still want to pretty well be told what to do.
Yeah, they want a boss. You still want a boss. You want somebody driving the ship.
Right. Yeah, but the boss will listen to you.
Yeah.
You know,
take some input from you.
And take input from you, and it's cool, and it's neat. The teals are for people who want to self-manage.
Yeah.
Want to do that much more. At least self-manage within, like, a 10-person team.
Yeah. Yeah, they're out there creating. They're working together, creating, coming up with new stuff. And
if that's your boat, go find one of those.
Yeah.
Go find one of those. So, really, the message is we're having you is, geez, be careful about going and messing with your bosses.
Yep.
I mean, seriously. So, you know, here, he just put up a new slide. Get clear about who and what's important to you. You read the next one.
Yeah. And then get clear about your purpose. In other words, you know, in terms of your work purpose, your career, what is it you're trying to do within your particular work or vocation? Yeah. And, you know, that comes from you first. And now you want to look around. You want to open up your eyes and you want to get the lay of the land. And now, given what we've been talking about, what kind of organization am I in? And that was that question that we asked, I think, at the
last one was.
Yeah.
And do I want to work toward their purpose?
Yeah.
You might not. If you're at an organization that's doing things that doesn't fit with your, you know, your values, let's put it that way. That's rough.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Yeah.
And then we have the positive Phil's thing.
Well, the way that I would look at it is there's a purpose waiting for you out there.
There is purpose out there, right? There really is. You can find it.
And you know, it could be that your purpose is I'm going to provide for my family until I can get myself into a situation where I could make a move. That could be a worthwhile purpose for you. Well, or it could be, you know what? I'm just starting out and I am not going to put up with this right now. So I'm going to move toward, take a step in toward uncertainty and see what else is out there.
Exactly. Yeah. So like go back to Phil's son, he's talking to his son.
Yeah. Well,
son's still single and
free
and stuff.
Yep. Well, doesn't have a lot of responsibility.
Now he can really think hard about where he goes to work.
Exactly.
You know, and
I hope he does.
and he does. And then about, you know, what kind of environment you'll be in,
yeah.
You know, and even if he says, oh, the heck with it, I'm going to go with this one. Well, in a year or two, he might contemplate, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now I understand what my dad was talking
about. Been here and done that.
You know, and that's okay, but it's a whole lot better, and you'll have a lot better time of it. We don't include self-employment. Obviously, if you're your own boss, you can beat on yourself or be nice to yourself, you know, all that. So there are people who become self-employed, but that's when you do your thing.
Yeah.
So that's why people do self-employment, right?
Yeah, you get to be your own organization.
You are the organization. Maybe you'll get big enough that you'll be called a ma and pop, you know.
Yeah.
Four or five or 10 people working for you and stuff, you know. And then, but if you know this stuff, then you can start thinking, well, am I running this amber? Am I running it orange? Am I running it green? How am I running this thing?
Yeah, that's a great question for people and organizations to be asking themselves, you know.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, very much so. And you would do it what you're comfortable with. I'm not dissing on anybody running their organization as amber. I'm not so sure about red. But amber, I'm cool. You know, you want to run it militaristically.
Bring that back up again.
That's fine. Yeah. You know, that's fine. You want to run it, you know, orange. Okay.
That could be very workable.
That's what floats your boat. That's okay. Just know what you're doing. You want to be green? Well, then be green. But if you're going to be green, be green. Don't go hauling back into orange.
Yeah.
Because that's not genuine. Why do I say that? Because in my business and in Phil's business, we see orange, they want to sound like they're green.
Mm-hmm.
They do employee
you're putting training. A coat of paint on the orange.
It's called called window dressing.
Right.
Coating
that green paint on it a little bit.
Put paint on, make the windows
scratch below the surface, and no, it's really orange.
It's orange, right? So, you know, and he and I both worked in amber places that put on the green trappings. You know,
oh yeah.
They'll have people come by for your meditation retreats and this and that. And it sounds green and it sounds really good. But at the end of the day, they'll slam right back to their hierarchical structure, you know. So just something to know, something to think about, folks. That's it. So our advice is, what is our advice? Red, don't go challenge.
Go green. Go green and teal.
Right. Well, I mean, there's people who want to work for the
company. We're just kidding about that.
He's kidding around. I mean, don't go mucking with the bosses, though.
No.
Don't do that. Because
the boss is part of the organizational structure, too.
I mean, I have seen people that can where I work, they could move from department to department. Then you might find a better boss that way.
Yeah. So, and then you hunker down and you're good for a while.
Stay for a while, right.
Yep.
Same with orange. You might be able to transfer out, move around and stuff, do things. So good thing to do. Better way. So our point is, better than trying to think about what to say or how to deal with a bad boss, don't do that. spend a whole lot of time.
Step back a little bit.
Studying.
Yeah.
What kind of organization are you
in? What am I in?
Right. And so we quickly realized that people just didn't, that we're not used to looking at things.
Yeah, they hadn't taken that step. And what we're saying is stop, pause, take that step first.
And this is going to take you 4 or 6 or 8 weeks or so.
It's not going to be an overnight thing.
And you're going to need to come back to this, at least this diagram.
Yeah.
Come back to it and study it and go back to where you are and study back and forth, talk with people, really get the hang of this. But when you do, your life will change.
It certainly will.
It really will. It'll help you a lot in understanding the organization that you're within.
Yep.
So that's our advice. That's our video two, or what do we call it? Part two. So, best of luck to everybody doing it, and we'll be back. We have people to interview.
Oh yeah,
we got a lot of people to interview. Yep. Boy, we'd be busy. and we didn't even say we're recording this on January 10th, 2020.
Yes, the new decade.
New decade into it. We're marching on into it, and we have lots to do. And we hadn't managed to hawk our certification.
Oh no, we didn't do that.
Only thing that we do, folks, is talk to people about certification.
Yeah,
and do certifications in the ACT/pro-social matrix, and we certify people in it. We train people how to do it. If you need it. No, it's free to use. You can use it anywhere you want. That's the problem. We don't want to restrict anybody from using it. But some people need certification. Or they just want to hang out with a bunch of like-minded people like us and talk about the ACT Matrix and Lulu's work and other things. And they say, hey, I want to get certified. Great. Somewhere in this, probably down below the video.
There's a link somewhere.
There's a link to where you can go and get certified. Email us, ask questions, whatever. So there you go. Glad to, hopefully you find a wonderful place to work.
Yeah.
We really hope you do, wherever it is. That you have a good life. It's fun. I think that's it. We'll end it now.
Yeah, I think that's good, Kev. I think
we'll end the recording now. Yeah, signing off.
See ya.